Video: Migrants force their way into Mexican government building demanding travel documents. By Cartel Chronicles on September 20, 2023. A large group of migrants scuffled with authorities as they forced open the entrance to a Mexican government building in the southern border city of Tapachula, Chiapas. The migrants were awaiting travel documents that Mexican officials promised would allow them to continue their journey to the U.S. border. The scuffle took place on Monday morning at the offices of Mexico's Commission for Refugee Help, COMAR, in the city of Tapachula, just north of the border with Guatemala. There, thousands of migrants had gathered as they waited for Mexican officials to open and begin applying for travel documents. Mexican police forces arrived at the scene in an attempt to control the crowds. However, without notice, the migrants began to push their way into the building. Hashtag Chiapas, Tesinas de Migrantes Ks Paraban Ser Atendidos en la Comisión Mexicana de Ayuda Refugiados en Hashtag Tapachula. Irrumpir en esta mañana dejando un número indeterminado de heridos. pic.twitter.com/gpivfivecha. Adela Mija, at Adela underscore Mija, September 18, 2023. Authorities could not stop the human stampede, which resulted in several migrants being trampled. Mexican news outlets reported that at least 10 migrants sustained various injuries during the incident. After the incident, Mexico's PRI party took to social media to blame the policies of Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, for causing the current immigration crisis. López Obrador has been fiercely criticized for his approach to migration. Este es el resultado de una mala política migratoria que hoy le está explotando en las manos. No solamente están rebasados en materia de seguridad, sino que tampoco hay garantías humanitarias para los migrantes que hoy llegan a México. PRI Chiapas CDE, at Chiapas PRI, September 18, 2023. Under his administration, Mexican immigration officials have been handing out temporary travel documents to any migrant who requests them. With those documents, migrants have a set amount of time to travel to the U.S. border and leave the country. A small fraction of the migrants who arrive at Mexico's southern border request asylum there. Government statistics show that in August, approximately 100,000 migrants requested asylum. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City in the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by Williams Cortez from Baja California.